With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Miami, there was plenty of infighting on the presidential debate stage last night, as White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
A recent campaign feud between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley carried over to the debate stage.
Mine was 10 years ago.
You gave
Yours
them
was
stuff.
Six
I didn't
ago.
Give them anything.
What's your story?
And I abolished that agency that she's talking about.
No.
Haley also took issue when Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned her daughter using TikTok.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Ramaswamy opened the debate by tearing into the mainstream media, as well as the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
Former President Trump once again passing on the GOP presidential debate to make his own case for a re-election in a rally in Hialeah, Florida last night. Also at SRNNews.com, Palestinians in Gaza City have continued to flood south as Israel's military ground incursion presses on. Karen Chamas has that report.
Civilians still in Gaza City in the north of the enclave said they could see and hear Israeli ground forces closing in from multiple directions. As a result, thousands of civilians have fled the area as food and water become scarce and urban fighting between Israel and Hamas heats up. Clashes took place not far from the area's main Shifa hospital. The Israeli military say Hamas has a command center below the hospital, but Hamas and weary hospital staff deny the claim. They say the Israeli military is making a pretext to strike the downtrodden facility. I'm Karen Chamas.
And on Wall Street, there has been little movement. Stocks are now mixed following big recent swings. The Dow is down 24 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead a dozen. This is SRN News. Christians continue to come under attack in Sudan.
A Presbyterian church, including an orphanage, came under heavy shelling from the Sudanese armed forces that left it in ruins. Everything inside was destroyed, including Bibles and hymn books. Meanwhile, a Roman Catholic building south of Khartoum was also bombed. It was unclear whether the armed forces or the rapid support forces were responsible for that attack. Prayer is requested for the Christians under siege in the region. Keith Peters reporting.
A U.S.-based global mission agency says several of its partner churches were left devastated by an earthquake that struck remote western Nepal on November 3rd, killing more than 150 people. K.P. Yohannan, founder of Texas-based GFA World, says three church members were killed, adding, "Our prayers are with all of the affected families, and we share in their grief during this most challenging time." This is SRN News. 50 years after giant pandas arrived in Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian National Zoo now has none. Smithsonian National Zoo Director Brandy Smith says the giant panda program at the D.C. Zoo has a lot to be proud of.
23 years ago, Meishang and Tian Tian arrived. They are an iconic animal for the zoo, for the District of Columbia, and for our country as well. And there are billions of people who have admired, celebrated, loved our giant pandas and have participated in their conservation.
The final three pandas departed for a 19-hour flight to China on Wednesday. Surgeons in New York have performed the world's first transplant of an entire human eye, an extraordinary addition to a face transplant. It's too soon to know if that eye will offer any vision. More details at SRNNews.com.